Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're talking about the cemetery parking lot in Houston. You're in Northwest Houston, and you need to get a tune-up on your car. As you pull into the parking lot, you notice something a little odd. Are those graves? You're not hallucinating. There really is a small cemetery in a parking lot. We've talked about the huge German immigrant influx in the 1800s, and Houston was no exception. In the 1850s, Heinrich Heindel came to Houston. In 1854, he purchased prairie land and started a farm. The prices were great at the time, equating to $2 an acre for 80 acres. Like many people at the time, when a family member passed, they would bury them on their own property in a family cemetery. The Heindel's family did the same. Heinrich even founded the local Lutheran church before the area's name changed to Spring Branch. It was better known as Heindel, Texas. Over the years, the property became worth way more than $2 an acre. Descendants of the Heindels began to sell off parcels of land, partially because taxes were expensive, and that land became a local auto body shop and stores. Today, all that remains of the original plot is a small cemetery on the corner, which is still maintained by the descendants. 19 family members remain buried there, hopefully in final rest despite Houston area traffic. If you're looking for the actual address, it is 3825 Long Point and Peck, which is P-E-C-H, in Houston, Texas. So, pretty interesting place. I want to thank you all for your support, especially last week. I was gone because I was at the Young Miss International pageant, and I'm very, very delighted to say that I was given the crown for YMI, which is Young Miss International, for spokesmodel for 2021, which is the highest thing you can get at the pageant, which, let's just be honest, blows my mind. So I definitely appreciate all your support. I appreciate my donors. Be advised that it looks like right now Anchor doesn't have any ads for me to record, so I'm not making any money on this podcast, which is fine. I just do it for fun. But just kind of a heads up, if you want to donate, it's at anchor.fm/TX Slang for Crazy. Also, my book is on Amazon, which is Texas Slang for Crazy by Victoria Irwin. And if you have Amazon Unlimited, you could read it for free. So thank you so much for listening. I am excited to record new episodes, and I have a new book coming at some point. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.